question of each individual and the sensitivity involved. But I do feel that, some of the problems have been substantially reduced as a result of the changes that you've made. I think that's right. I mean, you know, the fact that the extra wheels are left for the departments and so forth and so on. Some of them at least.
Well, there's no question. You cut it down. We're moving down at a part of the four different pages. You know, in other words, that's just one of the we are pouring out of the room of two going out, whatever you want to say. So we're not cutting 50%. We're burning 67%
revenue. Aren't you going to have a story on that sometime?
Oh, yeah.
I just wait and have a start.
When we get all done, but I'm trying to develop the feel of the underlying feeling now, and Ron's making this point as we make these announcements, that these are people who are leaving and aren't being replaced. These are reductions in the finals.
Right.
Not changes, not related bodies around, not musical chairs, but departures.
That's right.
And we're going down bang, 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 right down, you know, every day.
Okay. Well, Brother Henry, you ready to go?
Hey, let's join the club.
Matter. You got it.
Yeah.
He got gifted the piece. Kept waiting for 5 hours.
Have you seen him in that song?
So I got a letter to you, turning it all down. Demands the withdrawal of North Vietnamese forces totally. Mm. He'll accept the political framework now reluctantly. He accepts the National Council. He'll no longer call it a coalition government in disguise. All he wants is total withdrawal of North Vietnamese forces and two other insane conditions. And he has to be insane.
Well, where does that leave us?
That leaves us if we go balls out on January 3rd for a separate deal. Under these conditions, Mr. President, it's the only two choices we now have. Actually, I think the North Vietnamese are in a curious pattern. They came to the technical meeting today.
They
didn't cancel it. They condemned us for 20 minutes about the bombing and refused to talk about anything else. But then they proposed another technical meeting for Saturday. Now, that's not a sign of enormous vigor. When we lost 3 B-52s this morning, and we hit a Russian ship.
Well, that was 3 more B-52s? That's 6 to get all together.
Yesterday we didn't lose any.
What?
Yesterday we didn't lose any.
Oh, that's rough.
But we're scaling down. But tomorrow, if we had in any event planned to go down to 30 over Hanoi and scatter the rest over the rest of the country.
I wonder what they did. These
SA-2s were designed against B-52s, Mr. President.
How much of a flash time have you developed out of those 3 B-52s?
Now, they're starting. They're starting. Kennedy made a speech last night.
What did he say?
That Congress has, if you fail, I fail, you put me on to to be taken out of our hands. Congress has to legislate us out of the war. Good, what that son of a bitch you has done to us is criminal. We could have ended the war as an American initiative.
How does Moore feel about the 3 B-52s? Is he expressing concern or Laird? Did you talk to
Laird? Well, I talked to Laird, but you know, they say they expected 3 for every 100. That's true.
For every strike?
For every 100.
Every 100 that you move in?
Yeah.
Expect to lose 30. Oh, but so we've been losing.
But, of course, the trouble is our Air Force. But to give you an example, every day they have flown these missions at exactly the same hour.
Yeah.
Then I told this to them yesterday. They said, well, we got so much other stuff coming in. But these North Vietnamese aren't stupid. They know it. 7:10. The goddamn B-52s are coming. That's what I think happened. That these guys...
Well, let's come back to the losses again. If they expect 3 for every 100, that's what they're losing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You didn't it's not suggesting knocking it off, is it?
Well, he wouldn't resist such an order, but I think now that we've crossed the Rubicon, Mr. President, the only thing that we can do is total brutality. But we now have a strategic choice. I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that the North Vietnamese will want to go ahead with the agreement. Because I don't see any sense in their continuing the technical talks if they didn't want to settle. It is now also clear to me, or almost clear, that there's almost no way we can get Q to go along without doing a DM. No, I know, but I'm just saying, what I'm talking about, we have to throttle his economic aid, we have to throttle his military aid, and we can do it, then he gets overthrown. And so, what I think we have to do, the only question in my mind now, is whether we should get to the
decision way back.
He'll be in Kibiskan either tomorrow night or first thing Friday.
I'm not going to see you again.
No, there's nothing to talk about. He's now in Bangkok and he's going to Seoul, and he'll be in Kibiskan no later than 8 o'clock Friday morning. And the only, because Q kept him waiting for 6 hours, his schedule is, it's screwed up. That's another outrageous behavior of Q. No, he kept me waiting once for 15 hours. But that's a different problem. We have two choices now. We can either scrap the peace plan altogether and go immediately to the bilateral. And the North Vietnamese may force on us if they turn it down too. Or we can conclude it with the North Vietnamese if they come along. And then if Q doesn't buy it, go bilateral. That's none of the bits. You know, if we had known that no matter what we did, he wouldn't go along,
yeah,
we could have settled the week of November 20th. I wouldn't have presented all of his goddamn demands.
Yeah,
what would you smuggle to yourself? We could have gotten 8 or 10 changes.
No, but how could you settle it down and still retain
the... No, what we would have had to do then is use the fact of a settlement. I think domestically we'll be all right if we get a settlement with Hanoi that Q rejects, and then go bilateral. And then go bilateral. What's killing us now is that we have neither a settlement with Hanoi nor a settlement with Q. And if that bastard hadn't strung us along, made new instructions to me. That's not your instruction, but I mean, if you, because we had both decided this, my conception was, which I had recommended to you, to do as much as we can in presenting Q's position, so that then get the maximum from the other side, we can take it back to Saigon. If we had known that no matter what we did, it wouldn't make any difference, that he was going to demand unconditional surrender, we could have had some sort of an agreement on November 21st or 2nd. Because you and I recognize that most of these changes are bullshit. They are slight improvements, but what makes this agreement go is what you chose to.
Coming back to the B-52 thing, we cannot back off of this now.
No.
If it's free, if they expect free on everyone, that's about what you have to be prepared for. But I wouldn't think that they'd run into that every time.
Well, there are many other targets in the North that don't have to hit Hanoi every time. And of course, if these sons of bitches had airplanes that could fly.
No, they don't have, so we've got...
No, but if they could put a lot of pack air up with the B-52s, it would confuse the SAS.
Boss T, why can't you move right now? So.
Well, because now they owe us an answer.
That's right.
And I think it's a sign of weakness to send them a note before we've got an answer. That note we sent them makes it very easy for them to send.
Well, I don't know what you say. They did agree to the technical terms. all the time since they got it.
They continued, the technical talks were scheduled for today. They came in and just read a statement in answer to Barnes, that's all right. But then at the end of that statement, they proposed another meeting for Saturday. So far, the Chinese reaction has been very mild. Soviet reaction has been very mild. We may get an agreement out of this. We may win the Hanoi game.
What is,
I completely misjudged you. I thought at the end of October, we all thought at the end of October, the reason we held up was because we were all convinced that as soon as your election was over and he realized it wasn't just an election ploy, he'd come along. And when we said, hey, now the day after your election, we thought then that this would do it.
In effect, he said that.
Well, he's ignored your letter as his usual tactic and stated his demands again. He's made another grand concession. He says he will now accept that National Council. It's a great concession of him. If we get the North Vietnamese troops out, if we get a commitment from the North, if we don't recognize, if the PRG isn't mentioned anywhere in the document, including the preamble, and one other condition, which is...
Well, in effect, what he has said, we must play this very, very close to the vest, is that he wants us to go alone.
That's right.
Now what we've got to figure out, and get to figure it out in the coolest possible terms. Got to figure out how we can go it alone with an army without sending South Vietnam.
That is right.
Now, the question is, will the Congress provide aid to South Vietnam in the event they don't go along with the settlement? Also, the question is, will the Hanoi settle spiraling? But how can they? Without the condition that we shall pay to South Vietnam.
Right.
I know the arguments that you made. Yes, we'll cut aid down, except the other side. But you saw in that position here, they're sitting on their prisoners, they know Q will go along. They know we can't give up political settlement. What the hell?
Well, what they get...
What is any that they got? Well, they had the bombing stopped, one thing.
That's why you have to keep bombing. That's the major reason now why you have to keep up the bombing. It gets the bombing stuff, it gets the mining stuff, it gets us out of there. If they don't have to worry about the DMZ. They don't have to worry about a lot of other restrictions. And they can gamble that Congress will cut off the aid.
Sure.
I mean, it's unlikely that we're going to be able to get $800 million of aid a year for South Vietnam.
You also realize your aid promise to North Vietnam is in jeopardy too. I can't see the Congress aiding them on the North and not aiding the South.
No, we can't get the mess into those conditions while they're not aiding the South.
Wouldn't that be their incentive to let us go on aiding the South?
Well, they won't. We can't give them aid while they're fighting themselves. I think that's impossible.
Never. Not as long as there's war. And under there's no ceasefire.
No, no ceasefire. But we can make the argument that the North, South, Vietnamese can stand on their own feet.
That's right.
Oh,
I understand. It's not a very good way to
the
best we've done.
Well, it's probably, I think now, is the best. If you were not an extreme self-serving son of a bitch, because that's really what's involved, that bastard can't figure out how he's going to stay in office in a free political context. If he had a great agreement in late October, stood next to you somewhere, it would have been easy to make it work and proclaim it a victory. But now he's made such an issue of it that I don't see, we may wind up getting an agreement, the guy collapses on us 6 months later. And I don't know why we wouldn't be, not because of the agreement, but because of what he's made out of the agreement. Now, I still don't be a son of a bitch, that if we did get an agreement, that maybe, that you could argue that he's making this old record, so that he can say he was raped by us vis-a-vis his domestic constituency. And then he'll cave at the very last second, reluctantly screaming, bitching.
And we don't want that.
But that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Supposing you make an agreement with your ally, say it's imposed, and then the son of the bitch collapses a year from now. Whether we aren't better off earlier in time.
I'm not sure about the Colson argument is one we didn't worry too much about. You may not recall what it was. Well, I know the first thing is when Dan moved anyway. His point was that a bilateral agreement, the weakness in it being, oh, what the hell, that's just exactly what the government offered.
That is
nasty, and all the rest.
It's A, it's not. B, it's in a totally different period of time and after a totally different set of circumstances.
What McGovern offered is a unilateral withdrawal with a total cutoff of military and economic aid.
But then you'll also cut off the prisoner aid.
Then, no, and then you'll get our prisoners.
No,
he would say after we get out, he was sure they would release our prisoners.
It wasn't in his deal.
But it wasn't part of the deal.
No. The point is, I answered a different way, and my view of the main thing is now the best way we can, as honorably as we can. We have made this last pop out, we had to do it.
And we've got to keep it up, or we'll never get the prisoners.
Oh, I understand that. I mean, you've got to keep that bombing of an art and reintegrate the prisoners.
Without that, we'll never get the prisoners. It's actually one thing that's fascinating to me from my television performance. On Saturday, I have yet to receive one negative letter. I must have 200 letters by now, or telegrams, all saying, we are proud of what you're doing, don't let the communists push you around.
Oh, you see that, of course, we militate against a separate deal, too.
We've got no place to go but to negotiate a deal. That's the tragedy.
I'm just telling you that. The point is that there's no negotiation.
If you went along, Mr. President, by last night I had come to the view that on the assumption that they could get Hughes' agreement, that you'd be better off sticking with this agreement.
I know, we talked about that.
And not going to bilateral route. But I don't see how we can go the negotiated route and then wind up with, unless we just brazen it through, get it, and then let you turn it in. That's another answer. We could just stick with the agreement, bomb the bejesus out of them until we get the agreement, and then let you turn it down, and then go bilateral.
You know?
But if you turn it down, my nightmare is that you will then accept it, saying I had to accept it because the Americans betrayed us.
I think that basically we should say, I think it's better not to try to get the negotiated agreement. It's better at this point simply to make a separate deal. And with an R say we it's obvious that they won't go along with this sort of thing. We can't deal with no little drop the bombing, we'll stop the mining. We'll withdraw all our forces and return for a prisoners of war. And you decide the situation in the South. We'll continue to do the South. Now it doesn't do anything for Laos, it doesn't do anything for Cambodia, it's not on them, sir.
Well, we can help them by that. What you had done to the structure of Southeast Asia, the one thing in which Harriman was right, unfortunately, is that you is an unmitigated, selfish, psychopathic son of a bitch. And here he's got a deal which we wouldn't have dared to propose in August less McGovern heard of the answer.
What was Kennedy's, the occasion of his attack?
The manager of each, but the manager of the...
Oh, Christ.
It wasn't an all-out attack. It was a fairly moderate one. A Dole has been popping off. I saw him this morning on television.
Again?
Really?
No.
What did he say today?
He said it is not yet time to take it out of the president's hands, but if this continues, it may have to be considered. I mean, it was a sort of a half-assed support of you.
That's probably what he thinks the gentleman's support. No.
It didn't come across that way, but you heard it.
No, he shouldn't indicate any doubt at all on that point.
If he did act side by side with Kennedy, they first had Kennedy, and then they said even Republican senators were beginning to talk that way. And then came that half-assed Dole.
Well, do you think there should be a... some of our people should begin to speak up to support or not?
Yeah.
That's the point Bob had raised earlier. You don't think so?
I don't know. Depends on what you're getting. What kind of play did Kennedy get?
Nothing in the papers yet.
That's what I thought. Where, how did you get
it? I saw it on the Today Show or on the CBS News, one or the other. Oh, he closed his cable. He said, I'm proud of joining the club now.
There's nobody else. It's a good thing we didn't sign an angle, isn't it? What if I had gone over there?
Well, we would have had to go by that trip. You see, what Carver thinks, the CIA expert Carver thinks, that what Pugh expected me to do in October was to go on to Hanoi and sign the goddamn thing, and that what he's been waiting for us to sign it, scream bloody murder, and then go along. He doesn't want to be asked ahead of time.
And you think maybe you really think that maybe we should consider the option of signing an agreement and having Pugh turn it down? Well, if it could be one where we got an agreement and Jew said, I won't go until they're all out, you see Bob in a position that puts us in politically, that he that there's a great debate in this country that we're signing an agreement that allows communists to stay in the country.
Yeah, but you're signing an agreement that's better than any agreement you'd hope to get.
And not different. That's what we'd always proposed.
That's their objectives.
And then you are the last mile that you got to go along. And we say, well, this is, but I'll tell you, you could do it in an alternative. And what I mean is, I don't want to go down the road to try to get a political agreement. And then you see your agreement would have been needed in North Vietnam and all the rest. And let's suppose Chu turns it down. Then what do you do?
Then you have to go by that trip.
Then go by that.
And you'd have to say to Hanoi, you'd implement those provisions that he...
That we can. And good word, you like the idea of you turning it down?
Because we may have no choice, Mr. President.
That forces him to take the damaging action rather than as, if you go bilateral, you're taking it, you're running
that the law. Is, I must tell you, I have known on November 20th what we know now. I could have emerged out of the November 20th session with an agreement. You know, since you won't accept it anyway, I could have faked something. A few changes, come out, get it signed quickly. That son of a bitch has really hazarded our whole domestic structure.
Well, isn't that our whole domestic structure has survived other things worse than this?
I know, but he's doing it for... I mean, all I'm saying is you've got... You've shown a loyalty. I mean, when I say you, I mean the administration. Because I'm in total agreement with what we've decided here. In fact, I recommended most of it, all of it. I said it's only because the goddamn president tried to play a split between us.
I can't figure those 352s. When I talked to you yesterday, you didn't have this
before.
No, no, that's this morning's wage. That's the 7:30 milk run.
That's the first one, right? In other words, we haven't even gotten the results from the whole day then.
No.
They lost 3 in 1 run.
Mr. President, these North Vietnamese are not idiots, but you come in exactly the same hour every day. They say true, it's a lot of activity, but they can tell the difference between a B-52. I mean, it is criminal.
Well, is there anything I should do? Should we get a more after all?
Well, I think we've just rattled it. This is the last day of this extensive race in the Hanoi area. We were, in any event, after today,
for 3 days,
going to shift to other targets. Because we've used up the targets in the Hanoi area.
Maybe raise with it. More of a virus changing time.
I'm going to call high. Yes, I raised with them yesterday. They say, well, they have so many other planes in the area that they won't be able to know. That's total nonsense. They can tell a B-52 from another plane.
Just making our lover.
Yeah. But I don't know about that, it might make the note settle. So it really got us hung up there.
Well, we'll see.
You should, we've got to continue the bombing of the north. It does not have to be on the, you know, on the massive basis that we've had, you know, in the 3 years. We just got to continue to crank it up there so that they know we can still come back. That's what they really need.
But it's got to be massive enough so it really hurts them.
I meant massive in terms of the Hanoi area, which is...
Oh, yeah. No, they are a good scale of that.
You're under two vulnerable, basically, though you're not going to go in with excessive losses. I mean, it's more than that. We're doing this for political purposes. And military, they're not all that great, as you well know.
They both hit the Russian and the Polish ship. What in Panayka? In high five. Not Panayka, but
they sink.
We've already got the Russian protest.
Oh, we've had that before.
It isn't a bad protest. Low key.
Oh, the ships are there. It's a battle zone.
Yeah, I think the Hanoi part of it is working out. That's going almost like my head. Because...
I don't think the American public is opposed to what we're doing.
No. Well, I don't know what my mail is an indication of, but...
You may hear more about it, just the fact that those are not mobilized, that's what I mean. Now, the likes of Kennedy and the rest, yeah, you can mobilize them. Right, Bob?
Yep.
And commentators and the rest. And the commentators, of course, that's the other thing. They're not squealing as much as they did. Cambodia is squealing the most. And we can't say it anymore. That to maybe they squeal a lot. But you know what I mean? They didn't stop. The World War III thing and all that crap came along. But this time, you see, they, having been burned, particularly on May 8th, they're a lot more scared. I think that's what I agree with.
Well, this one's been postured different. It is a new action.
But if the North Vietnamese came back to talk to me, I think it would go like May 8th. Be a great victory.
I agree.
And then we should settle it. And then Chu refuses, and then we'll just finish it.
How do we finish?
Go bilateral.
Boy, I got that.
I had given Haig all sorts of instructions how to work out a common strategy, but the pastor never got around to it. I mean, never permitted it. I don't mean Haig is a pastor, I mean, too.
Well, you taking that letter and acting this way, as far as I'm concerned, there's no other track. That's why I'm almost of the view, Bob, I must say, rather than making a deal and then having him publicly turn it down, is to simply say, frankly, publish our letter and his response.
But then he's finished.
Huh?
Then they'll never get money from him.
That's right, too. You're right, you can't do that.
He's worse off with that than he is turning down the peace offer, because he can make a case for turning down the negotiations.
Yeah, because my letter indicates our going alone, President.
Oh yeah, no question.
And therefore we cannot publish that.
No.
What he would have to do, rather than publishing it, he'd simply say that he prefers not to do it. Just state it, and then go bilateral. I'm trying to think of how the game would play.
We can say...
My own view is that, in view of his response to my letter, that trying publicly to drag him along is not a good strategy. At this point, that it's not.
Well, except Hanoi may force it on us.
Oh.
Supposing Hanoi...
says we won't make a deal unless...
No, but supposing Hanoi replies... If Hanoi turns down detention of Monday, we're in good shape. Well, but supposing Hanoi accepts it and says, let's meet on January 3rd, then my view would be that we should meet, because that would take the heat off, settle, and then just put it with you.
Yeah,
They must have had only 30 planes in that.
They lost 10%, what I mean. Plus, you've got to take all 3 days. You've got 1 day, 2 days, 3 days.
Between 2 and 3%.
Yeah. Now you got to see what they use for the rest of the day. We don't know what's happening. I went over the rest. They must have been, but there are other targets in the north now, other beyond the 20th parallel.
And it's outside the sandbelt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Railroads and so forth, bridges.
Because it makes you wonder what these B-52s would do in Russia.
Sure. The attrition.
Because SA-2 is the oldest.
Well, the Air Force needs a hell of a shit.
You need a new commander, but you can make it, so is the Army.
So does the Navy.
Well, Chet Zumbo's problem isn't lack of intelligence, his problem is lack of character.
Getting back to this point, Mr. Whether you want some people to start banging, this is the main thing about getting that. I know we were talking to Colson before a little longer today. Maybe I'm not so sure that we want to be that much.
I'm not a good judge of it. In newspapers, it doesn't play much. On television, I only saw it this morning.
The other thing is the more we do, we gotta make a massive effort to get anything pursued.
Yeah.
Our mechanism is good, our results is not like the airport.
Yes, I mean, consider our targets, you gotta be gathered up an awful lot before we get it.
Yeah.
So get anything. Where you're supposed to start, I'm just raising the question whether we can get. There has to be a debate going before we get any attention to what we do. If there is anything happening, then
the two hours.
Are they changing time?